As we get set for the first of the Heat 2 races, it's the KA4 Junior Lights. So, Blake Motby will start from the pole. Unfortunately, the 7 cart of Charles McLansborough having problems there. So, Blake Motby in the 27 will start on the pole. Mia Bolton in the 23. Preston Bruce is in the 86. Jessica Morris in the 73. Theodore Levaines in the 8. Bailey Sweeney in the 3. Lachlan Lawson's in the 15. Thomas Sargent in the 47. Grace Gilbert in the 20. Thomas McLeod in the 25. Luke Ryan is in the 5P. And the Charles McLansborough cart trying to get fired away. And unfortunately, is jumping out of the cart now. No, there's some indecision there. They're going to try and get that one fired up. So, Motby and Bolton, your front row. And see if we can get a start next time by what's happening with the McLansborough cart. That's the Molecule Motorsports entry. It's being withdrawn as the cart is being pushed off the circuit. So the KA4 Junior Lights Heat number 2. It was shenanigans in Heat number 1, to say the least. And, well, we hope for a much smoother second heat for the KA Junior 4 Lights in Heat number 1. Eventually, the win. Well, Motby and Bolton. Bolton gets the jump off the start. The 73, though, of Jessica Morris with a good move. And she will take the lead. So it's Thomas Sargent in the 47 who eventually got the win in heat number 1. Sargent already working through the field. So it's Morris in the 73 ahead of Bolton. Bolton with a gaggle of carts behind her as they work their way down the pit straight for the first time. So Morris across the line. Bolton, then it's back to the 8 of Levaines. Further back then to Lawson, Motby, Sargent, Sweeney, McLeod, Gilbert. Further then back to Ryan and Bruce, rounding out the 11 carts still running here in heat number 2 of the KA4 Junior Lights. Around the top of the circuit once again. And it is still Morris leading the way from Bolton, who now has Levaines on the back bumper. In fact, Levaines has got past Bolton, so Levaines is up to second position. Bolton back there in third, then it's Sargent in fourth, working his way through the traffic. Sargent, fastest on the circuit, a 35.465 in the 47 Tegra Australia card. So through the dip and up onto the back straight, your leader is Morris. Levaines in second, under plenty of pressure now, along with Bolton. You've got Sargent and Lawson also involved in the action. So Morris, 1.1 seconds the gap as the front of the field. As she comes across the line now, it's 1.4 seconds for Morris. Sargent goes up the inside of Bolton into turn number 1. And Sargent is up to third and making the move now on the 8 card of Levaines. Through the dip and up onto the surface potential back straight to the inside. It is Sargent to make the pass on Theodore Levaines. And Sargent now up into second position. Morris is your race leader in the 75. Sargent is second. Levaines third. Bolton fourth. Further back then to the 15 card of Lawson. Lawson, of course, the Bathurst driver in fifth place. Motby, Sweeney. Then it's back to McLeod, Gilbert, and Ryan and Bruce rounding out the running order. So Sargent starting to eat into the lead of Morris as he heads up around past the turn 8 shed into the final of the top turn. Something came off a cart at the top of the circuit there. Not sure what that was, but one of those front running carts Something definitely seemed to come off one of those carts. Not sure what it was, though. Morris under pressure as Sergeant in the 47 is closing in. Through the dip, up onto the back straight. It's Sergeant under the pump from Morris, who is the race leader. Morris in the 73, Sergeant in the 47. They are working their way through the pit turn and across that start-finish line. The gap now, 0.2 of a second. Morris doing a great job. Now, coming up on the back marker of the 86 of Preston Bruce. So the blue light's out now as the leaders approach the service potential back straight. And it is Sergeant making the pass. So Sergeant getting past Morris in a good move along that service potential back straight. And Sergeant to the lead here in Heat 2 of the KA4 Junior Lights. They've completed 7 of the 10-lap distance. It's Sergeant, Morris, Levaines, Lawson, Bolton, Moppy, Sweeney, McLeod, Gilbert, Ryan, and Bruce now 1 lap down. So the next battle on the circuit, now that the lead has been resolved, is really between Levaines and Lawson for third position. Levaines, Lawson nose to tail, so it's the Canberra driver in the red speed, and Lawson in the 15. Then Mia Bolton isn't that far back. A gap then, and we have Bailey Sweeney, who's got past Blake Motby in what has been another good battle, with Thomas McLeod also involved. So a couple of good battles on the circuit. Sergeant going faster and faster, now into the 34s, a 34.488 for Thomas Sergeant, your race leader, who heads into the pit turn now to complete 9 laps and to start his final run. White flag is out. Morris in second, Levaines in third, Lawson in fourth. Bolton is back there in fifth. Sweeney is in the three cart, followed by the 27 of Motby and McLeod, Gilbert and Ryan rounding out the leader lap carts. So they head around the top of the circuit. It is Sergeant who is in control. He heads down the pit straight into the pit turn, and it is Sergeant who takes the checkered flag. Sergeant home first from Morris. Levaines holds off the charge from Lawson and Bolton to finish in third place. Then it's back to Sweeney in sixth. At the line, Moppy slowed quite a bit, but he held on to beat Thomas McLeod. Then it is Gilbert Ryan with Preston Bruce 1 lap down. So some good racing there, a lot less carnage in that second heat for the KA4 Junior Lights, which was good to see. So the KA4 Junior Heavies out onto the circuit now with Nicholas Pontarino in the 74. Taylor Chancellor in the 21, Sasha Stefanovic in the 67, Taylor Harness in the 48, Nicholas Caruso in the 13, Jaden Balding in the 16, Chloe Cozzi's in the 71, then it is back to the 24 of Jacob Collars, Josh Bianchi in the 88, Michaela Boots in the 14, then the P-platers, Jack Place in the 27 and the 22. Of William Schmar. You didn't want to be a leader in heat number one, as the two leaders, Bianchi and also Caruso, both ended up withdrawing from the race with mechanical difficulties. In the end, the victory going to Jaden Balding in the 16. So, Pantaleone, Taylor Chancellor of the front row. They're still a lap away from a start.
is.
The 74 should be on the pole. The 21 is Taylor Chancellor. So Griffith and Canberra sharing the front row. Stefanovic and Harness on the second row. Caruso and Balding on the third. Then it's Cozzy and Phipps, Collins and Bianchi, Boots and Place with Schmar by himself on the seventh row. So they're coming to the start now. Away and racing, and it's Chancellor who gets the jump. Harness tries to go up the inside of Chancellor, and Harness to the front of the field into turn number one. Oh, Stacks on the Mills. Four, five carts involved in an incident there. It includes, I think, Caruso in the 13. Carts trying to pull themselves. Bianchi's also involved, a leader from race number one. So, also the 11 of Phipps as Harness leads the way here in heat number two of the KA4 Junior Heavies. Harness from Chancellor, then a big gap back to the 71 card of Chloe Cozzi. Further back then to the 24 of Collins. Then it's the pole sitter, Puntoriori. Place to the P plater, then it's Stefanovic, Shamar, Boots, Balding, Caruso, Bianchi and Phipps. So as Harness leads the way, her lead was 0.7 of a second in the first lap from Taylor Chancellor. Chancellor in second. Now back 1.2 seconds on the leader. Chloe Cozzi in third. She is 4.5 seconds off the lead. The 27 of Jack Place now has worked his way up through the field as Jacob Collins is off the circuit. Collins falling to the back of the field. Not sure. Yes, he's off in the pit turn. So in the kitty litter, and he will take no further part in this race. Harness out in front. Fastest lap of the race last time by. She improves her time. A 36.312 is the fastest lap now by Taylor Harness. Taylor Chancellor in second. Then it's back to third. Is still Chloe Cozzi. The P plater, 27 of Jack Place, has got Sasha Stefanovic right on his back bumper, and Stefanovic in the 67 car trying to get past as they work their way along the service potential back straight. The carts nose to tail. Oh, Stefanovic tried to go to the inside. He's going to get past now by Caruso, the 13. But has managed to hang on. So Place has got some breathing room as Stefanovic has to battle the barrel cart of Caruso. Caruso to the inside of Stefanovic, and Caruso will take the spot as sideways into turn number one. As, oh, we've got Stefanovic now and the P-plater of Jack Place, who have come together in the middle of the S's. So plenty of action here in the KA4 Junior Heavies heat number two as Harness continues to lead from Chancellor, Cozzi. Then it'll be back to Caruso in the 13. Further back to Balding, your winner in heat number one, Bianchi, who was leading the race quite comfortably before a mechanical problem caught him out. Caruso was leading then, and he then had a mechanical problem. So Balding took the victory in the end. Caruso and Bianchi still running, but were involved in that turn two mishap, which has seen them drop back to fourth and sixth positions respectively. Balding up into fifth as Taylor Harness is in control at the front of the field. Chancellor runs in second, Cozzi in third. Then it's the big gap back to Caruso. In fact, It'll be Hannah starting to catch the back markers. So Taylor Harness closing in on the P27 of Jack Place as she comes up over the rise and towards the dip onto the service potential back straight. Still Chancellor. Chancellor about to catch the back of the Punturioni card. So she will try to make that pass without losing too much time. Harness, right on the back bumper now of Place, going to the inside, making a good move there. Shamar is also in front of Harness now. Fortunately, Harness has got a fair bit of track position up her sleeve, so she can work through the back markers without too much stretch. As Chancellor getting caught behind the 74 of Punturioni. So our leader, Taylor Chancellor, works her way through the back markers as the white flag is out. 9 laps now completed as Harness heads into the S's for the final time. Now coming up onto the back of the Mitchell Phipps cart. Not sure that she will catch the Phipps cart before the end of the lap. Chancellor now also with clear track ahead, so the back markers won't prove to be a factor there. Chloe Cozzi just getting past the Punturioni cart and up onto the service potential back straight. A great drive from Taylor Harness, making up for a disappointing start in heat number one. Drives up to take the victory in heat number two. Chancellor will come home in second position. It's two Taylors at the front of the field, Harness and Chancellor. Cozzi will come home in third. Then it's Caruso in the 13 coming home in fourth position. Jaden Boulding, winner of heat one, in fifth. Bianchi in the 88 is followed then by Phipps, the final cart on the leader's lap, with Boots, Placemar and Punturioni in the final spots, one lap down. Away and racing here in KA4 Senior Heavies, as Ratman was on the pole in the 22. Williams in the 57 started out of position two, and it looks like it's Williams who's got the advantage over Ratman as we come through to complete lap number one. In fact, Williams with the advantage over the 17 of Rolf. So Williams, Rolf, Ratman's back to third. Riley in the 47. Then it's Thiele, O'Mealy, Nola and Thompson rounding out the running order. Side by side along the service potential back straight up towards turn eight. And it looks like Rolf is not able to make the pass coming off the top turns. So Williams from Lithgow, continuing to lead in the electric canvas, number 57, Rolf in the 17, running in second still, but now coming out of the S's, Rolf makes a move as Williams has a little error, but not able to complete the pass, and they're all stacked up once again. Williams, Rolf, Rampman and Riley, Feely, Nola, O'Mealy and Thompson is the running order as Thompson looks to make the move on O'Mealy now at the back of the pack. So Williams keeping the field at bay for the moment as Williams in the 57 leads the way from the 17 of Rolf. Oh, spin further back and contact there. Ratman has dropped back about three places, maybe four places now, breaking away this battle that was about six carts at the front of the field. So Williams and Rolf are now your leaders in the 57 and the 17. Then it's a gap back to Riley in the 47, Feely in the 95. Then it's Nola, Thompson and O'Mealy. So Ratman now is back just in front of Thompson in sixth position. So that was a costly... Oh, spin for the leader going through the S's. In fact, Rolf had just gotten past Williams and Williams has spun and now falls to the tail end of the field. So Stephen Rolfe in the 17, the Shoestrings Racing Arrow Kart leading the way from Adam Riley now in the 47, but Rolfe has got a huge advantage at the front of the field. Riley, then it's the 95 of Feely, Nola, Rapman, Thompson, O'Mealy, and rounding out the runners will be Williams. Heat number one in the KA4 Senior Heavies. It was Rolfe in the 17 from Feely and Rapman. And Rolfe has worked his way to the front of the field once again with Riley, Feely in second and third. Then it's back to Nola. Rapman is trying to get that place back. He'll come through the dogleg, and the 33 of Nola just, moving over as Rapman was trying to make the pass. I don't think Nola realised that Rapman was already up beside him when he started to move towards the outside of the circuit. This time, they're side by side through the service, along the service potential back straight. Nolan and Rapman, they try to switch back and forward through turns 8 and 9. But down the pit straight, Nola is holding on to his spot. So Nola and Rapman, they've had a hard-fought battle here for fourth and fifth positions on the racetrack. Your leader is Stephen Rolfe, out to a handy lead of 2 seconds ahead of Adam Riley and Christopher Feely. Feely in the 95 car, the second of the Shoestring Racing entries from Orange. The field certainly dominated by Orange at the moment, with the first four runners all from Orange. Wagga's Scott Rapman trying to work his way back up through the field. He's got past the 33 now of Nola. So it's three Orange carts at the front of the field. Wagga, then it's Orange with Grenfell, Thompson and O'Mealy, with Williams from Lithgow rounding out the field. Along the back straight and up in towards turn 8, past the turn 8 shed, it's Riley and Feely who are battling it out. And I think Riley might have made the pass round the top turns that time. The 95 cart up into second position. So the Deadly ahead of the Arrow cart as they head through the pit turn now, as the white flag is out. Your leader is Stephen Rolfe. Rolfe out in front. The fastest lap of the race, a 36.463 by Rolfe on lap 9. Around the top of the circuit, Feely and Riley still battling it out. But it's Feely who is holding on for second as Rolfe takes the victory. Rolfe home with the win. Feely home in second, Riley in third. Then it's Rapman in fourth, trying to get back from that incident earlier in the race. Then it's Nola, Thompson, O'Mealy and Williams rounding out the running order. So the KA4 Senior Heavies, heat number two in the book. And Stephen Rolfe has got two from two in the class here in the third round of the Southern Stars Series. It's the Prendergasts on the front row. Jared Prendergast in the 69. The 23 is Jamie Prendergast. Blake Sinadro in the 38. We'll start from position number 3 with Mick Linsell in the 84. Nicholas Cooley, winner of Heat 1, starts out of position 5. Jack Dare starts out of position 6 in the 11. And Brendan Shea in the 10 starts out of position number 7. Heat 1, Cooley from Linsell and Jamie Prendergast. So can Jamie Prendergast make the most of this front row start here as we get set? Three Griffith carts in the first three positions, then it's Wagga's Linsell, Goulburn's Cooley, and then two more from Wagga, Dare and Shea. Here in the KA3, Heat number 2. Great start from Jamie Prendergast. Although Prendergast misses the apex into turn one, and that opens the door up for Mick Linsell and the bar up Bull Bars can't to take the lead. So Linsell is your race leader onto the service potential back straight for the first time. Up towards the turn eight shed where it's Linsell leaves the door open. Prendergast goes through on the switch back through turn nine. Coming off the top turns, Linsell takes the lead back. Through the pit turn that time and across the kink. It's Linsell, Prendergast, Dare, Jared Prendergast, Cooley, Shea and Sinedro. Mick Linsell leading the way from Jamie Prendergast, Jack Dare, Jared Prendergast, Cooley, Shea and Sinedro. The running order as they head around the top of the circuit. It looks like Prendergast has run wide there and perhaps lost a position to Nicholas Cooley. In fact, he's lost more than a position just to Cooley. Jack Dare has got through as well. So Jamie Prendergast now shuffled back to fourth position. As Linsell is your race leader, Cooley in the five, working up onto the back bumper, goes to the inside along the service potential back straight, up into the top turn, and it is a good move by Nicholas Cooley, who takes the lead. Linsell back to second as they work down the pit straight and into the pit turn. It's Cooley from Linsell. Dare in the 11, who had a disastrous run in heat number one, goes up the inside of Linsell and takes second spot. So the Robbos, Sand and Gravel, number 11, runs in second. Another of the carts that are for sale this weekend. As they head along the surface potential back straight, Dare is closing in on Cooley as they come past the turn 8 shed. And then off the top turns now. Race leader is still Nicholas Cooley from Goulburn. Fastest lap of the race was the last lap from Cooley, a 34.0575, and it's Dare who dives down the inside into turn one, and he's now your new race leader. On top of that, he's set the fastest lap of the race on that last lap, a 33.806. So the only driver in the 33s is Jack Dare from Wagga in the Robbo's Sand and Gravel, cart number 11. Dare leads from Cooley in the 5, Linsell in the 84. Running wide through the pit turns now, Jamie Prendergast in that Prendy's Autos MIA Tyres cart from FA cart from Griffith is having all sorts of trouble here. The cart just doesn't look comfortable on the racetrack. And Jamie Prendergast running very wide that time and losing a bunch of track position. Didn't lose a spot. Brendan Shea still in fifth position. Jared Prendergast and Blake Sinedro is in sixth and seventh positions. Cooley's under pressure as Cooley gets back past Dare around the top of the circuit. Dare, though, down the bottom, goes back to the inside and takes the spot back. So Mick Linsell would be watching this battle in front of him now, realising that he was 1.4 seconds back, and says, keep mixing it up, this will be my chance to close back in and try and battle for the lead. Race leader is Jack Dare from Cooley as they head through the pit turn and complete lap number 7. So Dare, Cooley, Linsell, Prendergast closing in. That's Jamie Prendergast. Oh, Prendergast and Cooley and Linsell come together now. As they came off the right-hander in the S's, Prendergast just got on the gas a little bit quicker than what Linsell did, and they just had a bit of a touch. No one changed positions from it, but they lost a bit of ground to the front two that are battling it out as Dare and Cooley continue their run at the front of the field. Linsell in the 84, Prendergast in the 23. Race leader, Dare, Cooley, Linsell, Prendergast, Shea. Then it's Jared Prendergast and Sinedro rounding out the running order. As they come towards the white flag this time, Cooley has caught Dare again. So what can Cooley do? Dare seems to be stronger at the bottom of the hill. Dare, good on the run up the top of the track. So Cooley now sitting in the wheel tracks of the 11 of Jack Dare, your race leader. Dare in the 11. Has about a two-cart length breathing space through the dip and up onto the surface. Potential back straight for the final time. Through the kink and towards the turn 8 shed, they work their way around the top of the track. As they head down into the pit turn for the final time, Dare looks like he's done enough. Cooley sideways through the pit turn, and Dare in the Cosmic Cart, the Robbo Sand and Gravel number 11, will take the victory in Heat 2 of the KA3 Senior Heavies. Cooley home in second, Prendergast in third, Linsell, Shea, Prendergast and Sinedro rounding out the running order. Finlay Allen in the two got amazing jump off the start in heat number one and then was caught by Thomas Sargent in the 47 towards the end of the race, but managed to hang on. This time Finlay Allen in the two starts from the pole. The 13 is Will Longmore. The 72 is Zach Van Zanten. Nicholas Caruso is in the 3. Thomas Sargent in the 47. Taylor Harness is in the 48. Jeremy Hodges in the 63. And Bailey Sweeney in the 8. Of course, the junior performance, Carter Finlay Allen, running the Rotax engine compared to the KA3s of the rest of the field. So that time, a bit of a touch there. Will Longmore got a bit of a tap from, I think it was the 3 card of Nicholas Caruso. So Finlay Allen out the front of the field, running in, as I said, the junior performance cart. So he's running the Rotax engine. So the second group of carts, all the KA3 juniors class entries, with Longmore, Van Zanten, Caruso, Sargent, Harness, Hodges and Sweeney. As we had set for a start this time by Away and Racing, and it's Longmore who gets the best of the jump. Sargent trying to go to the inside now, the 72. Oh, and a spin there from Finlay Allen. So he, after starting well in front of the field, has managed to find himself at the back. As they work their way through the dip, race leader is Will Longmore, but Sargent makes the move going into the top turn. So past the turn 8 shed, it is Thomas Sargent in that special Euro-Oz livery cart. Of course, Sargent heading off to the British Kart Grand Prix at the PFI International Kart Circuit in Grantham, joining the Coles Racing team. So Sargent getting plenty of miles in ahead of that trip to England next month. And Sargent out in front from Longmore. Caruso sits in third under plenty of pressure from Harness. As Harness now takes the spot, Caruso tries to go back on the turn one, but Harness has her covered now. So Taylor Harness in the 48, running in third position. Hodges there in the 63, Van Zanten, Allen and Sweeney rounding out the running order. So Caruso getting past Harness. No, as further back that move, Van Zanten might have got past Hodges. So as the leaders come across the start-finish line, Hodges, Van Zanten, Allen. So there was no change in position. It looked like there was going to be a change in position as they went around the top turns further back in the field. But they're all still running in that same order, which is Sergeant Longmore, Harness, Caruso, Hodges, Van Zanten, Allen and Sweeney. It's Sergeant in the 33.484, fastest lap of the race. He comes across the line again, and he goes faster, a 33.283. Finley Allen now gets up the inside of Hodges, so he moves up to fifth position, opening the door for Van Zanten to come through. So Hodges has dropped back to seventh position now, as Van Zanten used the opportunity of Finley Allen going through as the moment to pounce. So that was some good driving there, as Sergeant, half race distance now, goes faster again, a 33.259 for Thomas Sergeant. Longmore, Harness, then it's Caruso, Allen, Van Zanten, Hodges and Sweeney. The KA3 Juniors heat number 2, as Thomas Sergeant well out in front by 1.687 seconds. And as we mentioned, Sergeant heading off. He's the first Australian scholarship driver to Europe winner with Euro Oz. And, of course, we've got the Bob Hine Memorial coming up in a couple of weeks' time before he heads off to Grantham in the UK to run for the Coles Racing Team. He'll be running a Tony Kart with the X30 restricted engine. It's a class not run in Australia, but have similar power and handling characteristics to the KA3s that he's running this weekend. So they're hoping that they will be familiar with the power and chassis characteristics of that kart when they get over to the UK. So it's Sergeant, Longmore, Harness, Caruso, Allen, Van Zanten, Hodges and Sweeney, the running order, as the leader heads through the pit turn once again and completes now 8 of the 10 lap distance here in heat number 2. Now Caruso under plenty of pressure from Harness, as Caruso and Harness swapping positions there. Can Harness grab the spot back, as we have 1.5 laps remaining here in heat number 2 of the KA3 Juniors. Finley Allen right on the back bumper of Harness as well, so Harness with some work to do to grab back that third place position from Caruso, as the white flag is out. Sergeant through the S's now. Allen goes to the inside of Harness to take the spot. Now, can Harness make a move here and try and grab onto the back of Allen, as Allen will open up the door on Caruso in the dying stages? Caruso holding off Allen around the top of the circuit now. Now Harness is closed back in as they've concertina together. It's Sergeant in the Euro Oz Tigra Australia car taking the victory from Longmore. And Caruso withstanding the pressure late in the race to hold on to third place. Finley Allen in fourth, Harness in fifth, Van Zanten in sixth position with Hodges and Sweeney rounding out the running order in heat two of the KA3 Juniors here in the third round of the Southern Stars Series at Circuit Mark Webber in Canberra. Jared Whitty and Jason Cerevino on the front row. Shea Plewis in the 4, Connor Vidler in the 9, then it's Sean Shibiteri in the 19, Stuart Wiegland in the 70, Nicholas Riley in the 97, and Mitchell Fredericks in the 78. So it looks like they're all in good formation now for a start. In heat number 1, was definitely an interesting battle throughout the racing. Nicholas Riley in the 97 eventually taking the win, but Jared Whitty in the 90 had the fastest lap of the race. So we'll see how it pans out as they come to green, and Shea Plewis with a huge jump off the start. She's into the grass now, as she almost was into the side of Jared Whitty. And Plewis hopefully, bogged down now in the kitty litter. So Whitty leading the way from Cerevino in the 87 as Plewis off the circuit. Vidler, Shibuteri, Wieglin, Riley and Fredericks as it was all happening in the run down the straight for the first time. Whitty now is your leader from Cerevino in the 87. Then it's back to Shibuteri, who's just been passed by Nicholas Riley. And I think, well, Riley immediately redressed, so he realised it was under the yellow. And Shibuteri is back up to the third position. Jared Whitty, Cerevino, Shibuteri, Riley, Wieglin, Vidler and Fredericks. Oh, and now the leader in Whitty getting wide and losing his momentum through the dogleg that time, and he has dropped down to third position. Oh, more contact there as Whitty and Riley come together now. Whitty trying to get back up to speed. Riley must have just... Oh, wheels come loose off the Whitty cart. So that explains why Whitty was having so much trouble. Whitty as the wheel rolling down the infield now indicates that that might be part of the problem we saw with Jared Whitty. Cerevino, Shibuteri, Riley, Wieglin, then it's Fredericks and Vidler. So Cerevina and Shibuteri first and second. Riley now in third. Shibuteri in second place, right on the back bumper of Cerevino. A gap back then to Riley and Wieglin. So the battle for the lead is between the Royal Group, number 87 of Jason Cerevino, and the 19 of Sean Shibuteri, as they head through the dip and up onto the service potential back straight. And Shibuteri trying to go the long way round. Is he able to cut back to the inside coming off the top turns? No. They are still nose to tail heading into the pit turns. And it's Cerevino from Shibuteri. Further back then to Riley and Wieglin, as they're not battling for position at the moment. Then it's back to Fredericks, and Vidler is the final cart on the leader's lap. In fact, the final cart's still running, the nine cart. As Shibuteri again tries to go to the outside, looking to try and make the cut back as they come off turn eight, and it is Shibuteri who now finds his way to the front of the field. So the Canberra driver in the 19 leads the way. Cerevino from Griffith in the Royal Group, number 87, runs in second. Behind him, the 97 of Nicholas Riley from Dubbo. That's the OMR race engines card. With a gap now to Stuart Wieglin from Griffith in the 70. Fredericks in the New South Wales Rugby League 78 with Vidler in the 9, rounding out the running order. So a chaotic start with plenty of action through the opening laps of the race has now seen Sean Shibuteri to the front of the field. Shibuteri in heat number one finished in third position behind Riley and Whitty. Whitty is a DNF here in heat number two, and Riley is back there in third place. So Shibuteri and Riley on points in the same... on the same points at this stage of the race. In fact, no, Shibuteri might be, in fact, ahead of him. No, they are even, but as we speak, coming off the circuit is the 87 of Jared Cerevino. So Shibuteri, Riley, Wieglin, then it's Fredericks and Vidler rounding out the running order. So as the leader heads around the top of the circuit, we come towards the white flag lap now. And Sean Shivateri in the 19, leading the way from Nicholas Riley, who will now take the points lead after two heat by virtue of a win and a second place. Stuart Wieglin, Mitchell Fredrickson, Connor Vidler, rounding out the five runners left on the circuit. Of course, you dropped your worst heat from the four heats of racing here before the final. So the DNF, if you only have one DNF, well, at least it's not going to be absolutely catastrophic to your weekend of racing. The checkered flag waves, and Shivateri takes the victory from Nicholas Riley, Stuart Wieglin. Then it's back to Fredericks and Connor Vidler heading down the pit straight to conclude the KA3 Senior Lights Heat number 2 here at Circuit Mark Webber. As we get set for Tag Restricted Light and Heavy, Adam Martin in the 34 sits on the pole. James O'Callaghan in the 16 starts out of position number 2. The 32 is Scott Chaston. The 51 is Greg Jones. Then the heavies, Brendan Boots is in the 28. And 14 is John Macy. The 68 is Gary Hodges. The 8 is Casey Fenton. The 6P is Damien Owen. The 63P is Clint Oldfield. The 89P is Matthew Phelan. David Haviv is in the 82P. And Jordan Maloney in the 11P. Not sure if he's not out there yet, but he doesn't seem to be out there. So we'll wait for a start. Martin in the 34, O'Callaghan in the 16, are your front row. As we had shenanigans here off the start in Heat 1. We're racing, and it's Martin who gets the jump and leads them into turn number 1. O'Callaghan and stacks on the mill in the heavies battle. Four carts off. The 28 cart of Benjamin Boots, the leader in the heavies field. Spin and just called stacks on the mill. It looks like Casey Fenton in the 8. In the Aubrey driver in the Baxter's concrete cart is the only one who won't be able to drive away from that incident. So Adam Martin in the 34, already caught and passed by Scott Chadston in the 32. So Chadston, who was able to dominate heat number 1, is out in front in heat number 2. It was Chadston, Martin, who had a 6-second gap between each other at the end of heat 1. Chadston in the 32 from Albury, the CBR Kart Sports entry, as the leader heads across the start finish line. We've got another wheel off a cart. So it looks like that might be the 28 of Benjamin Boots. I'm just trying. Yes, it is. So Benjamin Boots losing a wheel at the top of the circuit. Now it is running down towards the service potential back straight. Fortunately, it might not go back onto the track until the break in the traffic. And in fact, it's pulled up just at the kink towards the top turn. So at turn 7 there. So around the top turns now, this battle at the back of the field continues on. Chaston, Martin, O'Callaghan and Jones, the lights running in that order. Then it's Fenton, Macy, Oldfield, Haviv, Phelan and Hodges, with Boots, Maloney and Owen not out there on the circuit any longer. So as Chaston out to a 1.7 second advantage, sets the fastest lap of the race at 34.058. Race leader, Chaston in the Tony Kart for the Monaco from Canberra of Adam Martin. That's the Leela Marks kart number 34. Then it's James O'Callaghan from Griffith, the Greg Jones from Canberra in the 51. makes up the running order of the lights race. Now, Casey Fenton, I thought he was off the circuit down the bottom of the track. It looked like it was the 8 cart, but obviously he's still getting scored at the data as the leader of the tag restricted heavies. So it's actually the P6 cart that is off the circuit down there after that turn one incident, which is Damien Owen. So our leaders now completing lap number 6. Chadston about to come up onto the back of the Matthew Phelan cart, the 89P. So he gets the blue lights and moves over well. Chadston out to a 2.8 second lead at the front of the field. Oh, we've got another card off now, the 63 of Clint Oldfield, and following him off the circuit is the 89 card of Matthew Phelan. So Phelan rejoining the circuit now just after being lapped by the leaders. So I'm not sure if there's something on the track there to cause two cards to come off. But certainly it is an interesting situation where we have two off at the same point of the track at the, you know, same period of time. So as our leader, Scott Chadston, leads by 3.6 seconds over Adam Martin as he heads up the service potential back straight with more lap traffic ahead of him. I think it's the David Haviv cart in the P82 that he'll be coming up on. The blue lights are out. And Haviv, oh, Haviv spins in front of the leader as he was coming up to be lapped. So Chadston just able to make sure he was far enough away from that incident. And Scott Chadston is your front runner. He's got a 33.687 fastest lap of the race. And Scott Chadston from Albury leading the way here in heat number 2 of the tag 125 restricted. In fact, Chadston takes the victory. Martin home in second, 4 seconds behind Chadston, Callahan and Jones at the line. Then the first of the heavies is Fenton in the 8 cart. Then it's John Macy, Gary Hodges, Haviv and Phelan both one lap down. So an interesting restricted heat number 2 here in the third round of the Southern Stars series of 2016. Cadet Nines, heat number 2, about to get underway. Blake Strode in the 56 will start from the pole from Wollongong. Darcy Boulding out of position number 2 in the Grenfell Yass Country Charm, number 15. Josh Hart's in the 07. Then it's Carlin Phelan, who was just having a bit of problems getting up to speed as he came across the start finish line after coming out of the grid. And Sebastian Ruiz in the 28 will start out of position number 4. So Phelan now just catching the tail end of the field and about set to join in the battle. Hopefully we'll be in good formation next time by, and we'll be underway with cadets. Heat number 2, the cadet 9s out on the circuit. Looking for a start this time by. In good formation now. Racing, even start. Darcy Boulding getting the jump off the the green light says, oh, Blake Strode up the Ripple Strip there has just checked the run of Hart and Phelan, with Ruiz having gone around the outside and up into second position. As they head up the service potential back straight, it's Boulding leading the way. Boulding from Ruiz as they work their way through the pit turn. So Boulding taking the victory on the final lap in heat one from Sebastian Ruiz. Ruiz now with some work to do. So head along the service potential back straight once again. It's Ruiz putting the pressure on Boulding, looking to come off the inside. Boulding wide, and Ruiz will take the spot. So Ruiz now out in front of Boulding. The Ruiz construction number 28 leads the way from the 15 of Darcy Boulding. Blake Strode still doing a good job in the 56 card, running in third, not far behind the leaders. The Wollongong driver in the, I think he's changed over to a Mini Rock, but it has on the screen here, is still running a Coma. And then it's Josh Hart and Carlin Phelan. So as they head around the top of the circuit, Boulding gets the spot back. So Boulding in the 15 grabs the spot back from the 28 of Ruiz. Well, certainly Strode hasn't updated his information. He's definitely running the Vortex Mini Rock. Josh Hart, Carlin Phelan still running in fourth and fifth positions. As they work their way through the dip, up onto the back straight, they head towards the Turn 8 shed. And it's Ruiz closing back down on the 15 card. The Country Charm Yass, number 15 of Darcy Boulding. So across that start-finish line, nose to tail, Ruiz dives down the inside into turn one, and he'll take the lead back. So Ruiz back to the front of the field. Boulding in second, Strode sitting back in third. Then it's back to Hart and Phelan, rounding out fourth and fifth positions. So Boulding, what can he do at the top of the circuit? He makes the move. Ruiz tries to cut back on the inside, but Boulding has got the spot back. So Darcy Boulding now opening up a handy little buffer here as he comes across the line at half race distance. Boulding, Ruiz, first and second. As we come through the S's that time, Boulding is your race leader. Ruiz in second position, and now Strode is making his run. Strode to the outside and makes the pass. Blake Strode in the 56 from Wollongong out into second position, and looking like he's on a bit of a charge now as he heads into the pit turn. Runs wide in the entry of the pit turn that time, and not able to make a move on Ruiz, who tries to make a lunge down in that braking zone. And Strode hangs on to second, but he loses ground to Boulding as Strode in the 56 through the dip and up onto the back straight. It's still Boulding, Strode, Ruiz. A great battle as Strode looks to the inside of Boulding. And that has just checked his momentum, and Ruiz will come off the top turns and take back second place. So Strode tried to make a move up into turn eight, just didn't work out. And Ruiz was there to pounce. As Boulding leads the way from Ruiz, Strode, Hart and Phelan. And the service potential back straight now, and Darcy Boulding out to over a second advantage. Blake Strode, the fastest lap of the race, a 38.240. So 38.240, almost 3/10 of a second faster than the next best lap, which is of Darcy Boulding. Now Boulding goes to a 38.448. Sebastian Ruiz, a 38.341. So, Strode, fastest lap of the race on lap 6, and that's when he was able to grab all those positions. He needs to find that pace again if he wants to contend with Ruiz, as Boulding is out to a 0.7 second lead. It's concertinaing back together here as Ruiz gets a good run down the start-finish straight. And Ruiz, thought about an outside move on Boulding through turn one. Boulding runs wide into the S's. This will be a good opportunity for Ruiz now. As Ruiz comes up out of the rise, Boulding looks like he gets away on acceleration there. What can Ruiz do at the end of the surface potential back straight, though? He had a good run out of the S's. Strode's come with him now as Phelan's card has finally looked like it packed it up as he is limping down the start-finish straight. He's gathering it back up to speed now, but he's going to run the jeopardy of going a lap down. Proved to be a factor in this battle for the lead. Oh, no, it's not, because the checkered flag waves. And it is Darcy Boulding who takes his second victory of the weekend from Sebastian Ruiz. Blake Strode, then it's Josh Hart, and Phelan will maintain his position on the lead lap, finishing in fifth place. William Cozzi in the 9 will start from the pole in the Cadet 12s. Luke Van Zanten, Josh Sargent in the 74. Matthew Hansford-Taylor. Then it's the 77 of Henry McLansborough. Riley Watson in the 75. Jason Assay in the 13. Joseph Waddell. Zach Bates. Ryan Kennedy. Noah Sands in the 65, Ryan Pring, and Hamish Fitzsimmons round out the 13 starters here in heat number 2 of the Cadet 12s. As we get set, Cozzi and Van Zanten. Cozzi just getting ahead here. Van Zanten didn't go with the pole sitter that time. So that bunched up the carts on the outside. We'll give them another lap here. Hopefully we can get them formed up. William Cozzi in the 9. Luke Van Zanten in the 88. Then it's Sargent in the 74. Hansford-Taylor on the outside of the front row. So in Heat 1 it was Sands from Watson, Bates and Sargent. See how it shakes out here. Is there again in good formation? Cozzi again. This time better formation, but Cozzi gets the jump. And it's a Sergeant who from the second row just pulls out and gets past them all. And he will lead them into the S's for the first time. Van Zanten in the 88 sits in third, but he's about to be passed by, I think that was the McLansborough cart 77, as they work their way around the top of the circuit here on lap number 1. We've got a spinner at the top of the circuit. Second place runner, in fact, and it looks like Sargent now with a very clear track behind as
Sargent leading the way. Watson is the runner in second. Then it's Van Zanten in the 88. Noah Sands, who came off the back of the field, up to fourth place already. Ryan Kennedy, who had problems in heat one and pulled off the circuit after coming out of the S's halfway through, is running in fifth. McLansbury in the 77. Then it's Bates in the 24. Waddle, Fitzsimmons, Ansford Taylor, Pring, Assay, and Cossey rounding out the running order. So as Sargent comes across the line once again, Watson now 1 second behind Sargent in the Tegra Australia card, but sets the fastest lap of the race. The Wagga driver going a 36.909. So Riley Watson in the 75, showing good pace here in the early running of this Cadet 12, heat number 2. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, it's Sargent in the 74, the Cosmic Cart from Grenfell, where all preparation is getting ready for a big Bob High Memorial meeting and Festival of the Kids in 2 weeks' time. Entries have opened for that event, which will be round 7 of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. As Sergeant Watson, Sands has moved up past the 88 now, so he's in third position. Noah Sands in the Riverina Go-Kart Centre, Tony Kart, number 65, continue to work his way forward, as now Van Zanten has got Kennedy and Bates closing in on him in fourth position. Further back then to McLansbury, who looks like McLansbury has been passed by, yes, Waddle and Fitzsimmons. Then it's back to the Hansford Taylor cart, number 97, Pring, Assay and Cozzy rounding out the running order. So as the leaders head around the top of the circuit, Josh Sargent in the 74, Riley Watson in the 75, the gap half a second now as they work their way through the pit turn. So Watson still with the fastest lap of the race. He goes faster again. He's taking a tenth of a second off Sargent each lap. And now Noah Sands, with some clear track ahead, is going faster still. Noah Sands with a 36.595 second lap sees him in third position and with the fastest lap of the race. Leaders concertinaing back together as Assay and Cozzy come to blows, coming out of the S's that time. Leader, Sargent, second place, Watson, nose to tail as we've got another card off down the bottom of the circuit. Not sure who that is. Battle is certainly at the front of the field. As they work their way along the service potential back straight, Riley Watson has shown the speed. He's gone back to take the fastest lap of the race, a 36.371. Now he is right on the back bumper of Josh Sargent in the 74 Tegra Australia cart from Grenfell. Watson in the 4-pack Australia cart dives down the inside, runs wide, and then the crisscross. Sargent will take the spot back. So the two Cosmic Carts at the front of the field, Sargent and Watson, through the dip and up onto the service potential back straight as they head through the kink and into the shed, turn 8, out of turn 9 and down the pit straight once again. It's still Sargent leading the way. Watson looking to set him up once again as they come across the start-finish line. The gap is 0.1 of a second this time. The gap almost double what it was on the previous lap. As Sargent, Watson, then the gap back to Sands, who's now 2.8 seconds behind this battle. Then it's Van Zanten. Bates rounds out the 5 as he is on the back bumper now of Van Zanten. As a leader is still Sargent. Sargent from Watson. Has Watson closed the gap this time? Yes, he has. He's looking to try and make a move again down into turn number one. This time, has he covered off the crossback? No, Sergeant was able to get his nose back in there, and he grabs the lead back once again. We're on the final lap of the race. As they head through the dip and up onto the service potential back straight for the final time. Watson trying to go to the inside, but Sergeant has him covered. As they come off the top turns now, it's still Sergeant who leads the way. What can he do? He protects the inside line going into the pit turn for the final time. And Sergeant looks like he'll hold on to the checkered flag. The gap at the line, 0.115 of a second. With Sands home in third, Van Zanten in fourth, ahead of Bates, then it's Fitzsimmons. Got two carts off at the top of the circuit, so it looks like Hansford Taylor might be the next cart through. Indeed he is, with Pring right behind him, and that would mean then Cozzy and Assay. Cozzy comes home in eighth, and Max Assay will come home in ninth position. And he will be the final cart across the line with Fitzsimmons and Waddell both involved in that incident at the top of the circuit. So as we get set for the tag 125s, light and heavy, it's Hayden Cox who'll start from the pole in the 21. 14 is Brian Woolner. The 90, Jared Whitty. Kieran Doran's in the 25. Chris Cooper in the 2. Stephen Brinchner in the 8, Lachlan Chancellor in the 22, Robert Hogan's in the 26, Greg Williams in the 15, Tarn Ether in the 37, Brendan Shays in the 10, James Ordish in the 17, Lance Horne in the 49, Darren Miller in the 27, Brad Miller in the 4, Paul McCabe's in the 82, and Robert Miller will be in the 54 cart. So, as we get set to form them up here to start Heat 2 of Hayden Cox in the 21 with Brian Woolner in the 14. Cox was very quick in heat number one, but had his share of problems, which saw him finish back in, third position after the penalties were handed out. So, it was Whitty, Cooper, Cox, Chancellor, West, Williams, Ether, Miller, Ordish, Miller, Breschner, Woolner in 13th position as a DNF, Hogan, Horn, Shea, and then Doran, McCabe were excluded following the race. So there's plenty of shenanigans going on in heat number one. We'll see how heat number two pans out. Hayden Cox and Brian Woolner on the front row in the 21 and 14. The 90 is Jared Whitty, and then it's Kieran Doran in the 25. Cooper, the final of the heavies in the two cart. Lights in the two cart. Away and racing, and a good even start across the line. Cox will have the advantage of the inside running as three wide into turn number two, and it looks like Jared Whitty has managed to get himself up through the field. It stacks on the mill in the heavies battle as I think it might be Lachlan Chancellor who got himself into trouble there and then set off a chain reaction of carts bouncing around like pinballs in the proverbial machine. As your leader comes down to complete lap number one, it's the 21 of Hayden Cox. More dramas into the pit turn as it's a very unhappy Stephen Breschner in the 8, who wasn't happy about something that happened there. I saw the dust and debris kicked up as we have got at least, I think, the Chris Cooper or maybe the Greg Williams cart into the kitty litter. I think it's Lachlan Chancellor. I think it's Chris Cooper
that might be off the circuit there. It looks a bit too small for Greg Williams. As they come across the start-finish line, that's the 21 of Hayden Cox, leading by 0.4 of a second over Jared Whitty. Woolner is back there in third before we go to a gap back to Robert Hogan. Hogan had a DNF in heat one in that 26 carts, and he's got the 25 of Kieran Doran right on his back bumper. Then a break. Brendan Shea, who had a disastrous first heat, is leading the heavies battle here in heat number two, with Breschner in the eight, now running in third, and there's a gap back to Breschner, who sees Lance Horn and James Ordish right on their back bumper. Across the line, and the gap still 0.3 of a second between our leaders and second place. Cox and Whitty with Woolner, only half a second between the top three runners. Robert Hogan and Doran rounding out the top five, as there's still plenty of battles going on all through the field. Cox, Whitty, Woolner is the running order as they head through the pit turn and across the start-finish line to complete lap number four. Hogan now pulling away from the 25 of Doran. Then it's back to Shea, who's got a fair bit of ground opened up between himself and Stephen Breschner. It's 1.4 seconds to be exact, and Breschner has got Horn, Ordish, West and Chancellor all on his back bumper. So West, who has picked up a couple of spots over the last few laps, is along with Lance Horn. West and Horn moving forward. Ordish looks like he might have dropped back a spot here as he heads through the pit turn now. Our race leader is Jared Whitty, as Cox has made a mistake. Not the first time today that Cox has put a wheel wrong, and he's dropped back down to third position as Whitty and Woolner are now your race leaders. Cox sitting on the back of Woolner as he heads through the pit turn. Race leader Jared Whitty in the 90. That's the race's warehouse cart. It's the energy cart from Griffith. Behind him is Brian Woolner in the 14. There's more dramas here. Breschner in the 8 has had some more dramas, and that's going to drop him down to about 11th position. And I'm not... Oh, and we've got another cart off the circuit. That might be Lachlan Chancellor in the 22 now, who's on the outside of the exit of the pit turn. So Whitty, Woolner and Cox all at the front of the field and all nose to tail as they come out of the S's. So up over the rise, through the dip and onto the service potential back straight. More carts into the kitty litter. Ordish is involved, and perhaps, no, it wouldn't be Lance Horn. It's probably Tarn Ether. So the two Canberra drivers getting together in the cart shared entry and the Scunning Service Centre Monaco cart 37, and they're both off the circuit. So a race of attrition here as we've completed 8 laps of the 10-lap journey. Whitty is pulling away again from Woolner and Cox, but Cox is on a tear as they head up the service potential back straight now. It's Cox who is looking to try and make the move. Whitty out to about a half a second, maybe three quarters of a second lead at the front of the field. Then it's Woolner. Here comes Cox to the inside, and Cox makes the pass. Woolner crosses back on him, and Woolner will maintain second position. So Hayden Cox remains in third as Woolner has the fastest lap of the race, a 32.529 second lap as they work their way around the top of the circuit. It's an interesting battle wherever you look on the circuit. As the race leaders now come across the line to take the checkered flag, it's Jared Whitty, Brian Woolner, Hayden Cox. Robert Hogan will finish him fourth as there's more battling going on further back in the field. Shea West, it's Shea holding off the 7 of Cody West across the line.
as there was a bit of bang and crash there towards the checkered flag. Lance Horn in the 49 through next with Stephen Breschner. No, he's going to fall back further. Robert Miller in the 54. Darren Miller. Then it's Paul McKay. Brad Miller. Stephen Breschner in 13th position ends up being the final finisher on this very hectic heat number two. The winner in the lights, Jared Whitty. No doubt about that. In the heavies battle, it was Robert Hogan in the 26th who takes the chocolates there. This is the third round of the Southern Star Series here at the Circuit Mark Webber in Canberra. Open performance out onto the circuit with Jack Wescombe-Casey to start on the pole from Matthew Nipperis, Daniel Humphreys in the 14, John McCabe in the 66, Michael Peace in the 46, and Steve Martin in the 2. Of course, mixture of carts here in open performance, including the KZ2s, also DD2 Twin, and then a number of DD2s out there as well. So quite a mixture. Plenty of horsepower about to be unleashed here on Circuit Mark Webber. And this time it's Steve Martin who gets the jump off the start. But up the inside it's Peace who has a half spin and drops back behind Martin. Now running in third position is Nipperis. Behind him is the 66 of McCabe. Wescombe-Casey trails him with Humphreys the next car through. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit, Martin in the DD2 twin is a pass now by Nipperis, who gets the jump as he's banging up and down through the gearbox in that KZ2. He gets it to the front of the field by the conclusion of lap number one. Nipperis leads from the Yass Valley Earthworks, cart number two of Steve Martin. That cart with the two Rotax engines on it, very powerful in the straight line, but doesn't corner as well as the other carts. Peace, who was stuck behind Martin for most of heat one, finds himself in a very similar position here in heat number two. McCabe now in the 66, trying to make his way forward as Peace up the inside of Martin, and he'll take the spot. And aggressive driving there by Michael Peace has found himself into second position. But Martin will just look to overhaul him along the service potential back straight. Peace has him covered, though, and they work their way around the top of the circuit for the third time. Nipperis, 1 second advantage in lap number two. At the end of lap number three, that gap is now 2.245 of a second. And it's McCabe now who can't get past the two of Martin. He's got Wescombe-Casey in the 88, another of the KZ2 carts right on his back bumper. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit, Martin just has that straight line power and acceleration in the twin that makes it very difficult for the other carts in this open performance class to make any sort of passing move on him. As Nipperis leads the way from Peace, then it's Martin, McCabe, Wescombe-Casey and Humphreys as they head through the dip and up the service potential back straight. Now around past the turn 8 shed into turn 9 as they come off the top turns now. And still, it's Nipperis from Peace. McCabe gets past Martin with Wescombe-Casey and Humphreys rounding out the running order. Oh, Wescombe-Casey just getting checked up there by Steve Martin. Doesn't lose a spot to Humphreys, but lost a lot of momentum and now has some work to do to get back onto the back bumper of the Yass Valley Earthwork cart number 2. Nipperis in the CRG Kart Connect sponsored number 16 across that start finish line. Peace starting to be caught by John McCabe. McCabe in the BRM with that Rotax DD2 configuration, really starting to put it to good use as the Marrickville Auto Repairs 46 now under some pressure from John McCabe in the 66. Martin still holding Westcombe Casey and also Humphreys at bay as we've completed seven laps here in heat number two of Open Performance. McCabe makes the move up the inside into turn number one, and he goes to second position now. So McCabe from Peace, second and third, as Nipperis is out to a 4.8 second lead. Race leader Matthew Nipperis with a 31.409. Matthew Nipperis ahead of John McCabe by 5.6 seconds now as they come across the line. On lap number 9, as Westcombe Casey has made the pass on Steve Martin, and Daniel Humphreys is trying to do the same as they head along the surface, potential back straight. Humphreys up the inside of Martin. No, not able to make the move. The white flag is out, and Matthew Nipperis leads the way. His gap across the line at the penultimate lap is 5.9 seconds over John McCabe, who's still got Michael Peace behind him. Then it's back to Westcombe Casey. Steve Martin holding Daniel Humphreys at bay for the moment as they work their way along the surface potential back straight. And Matthew Nipperis will take the checkered flag from John McCabe and Michael Peace. Then it's back to Jack Westcombe Casey. Further back there to Martin and Humphreys round out the running order. That concludes the second round of heats here at Circuit Mark Webber in this, the third round of the Southern Stars Series of 2016.